she perceives as a systematic dismantling of the Patriotic Front, PF. Her spirited remarks questions the integrity of key government institutions. Ms. Imbuela's accusations focusing on the role of the Registrar of Societies in the PF wrangles and its implications on Zambia's political landscape. Imbuela did not hold back in her critique of the Registrar of Societies, whom she accused of being complicit in an illegal takeover of the PF. According to her, the Registrar has overlooked established leadership structures and legal protocols when managing affairs related to the former ruling party. This assertion raises a critical concern about the integrity of institutions meant to uphold democratic values. Ms. Imbuela emphasized that the Registrar is fully aware of the legitimate leadership of the PF but has chosen to facilitate what she termed as unlawful grabbing of the party, which could set a concerning precedent for political governance in Zambia.
The institutions of democracy in the country have been very, very compromised, you know, and as politicians, we fight battles every day that people don't even realize are there. The police course for anything and everything. Anybody can just walk at force headquarters now at Central Police and any station and report anything about us, and the police will be on us. And whether we like it or not, everything will come down to the president to say, did you know what was going on and did you sanction this? Because the kind of audacity that these institutions have, to be honest with you, it's appalling. Because the Registrar of Societies has the history of political parties in the country. Even with the PF that they have grabbed illegally, they know who the owners of the PF are. Mm. Because they are the custodians of political parties in the country. Mm.
Two Zambian males have been sentenced to 2 years simple imprisonment by the court in Nyimba for smuggling 30 Ethiopian nationals in an ambulance. Samu Kenge Chikema, 45, and Boyd Piri, 43, were convicted on the 17th of February, 2026, for aiding and abetting the illegal entry and stay of prohibited immigrants. They were arrested at Kacholola checkpoint in a Lusaka-bound ambulance belonging to Altaf Memorial Hospital. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka confirmed the sentence, saying the two will serve 2 years each with no option of a fine. A third suspect, Lina Mulipabanda, pleaded not guilty. Her case has been adjourned to 26th March 2026. Meanwhile, 28 of the 30 Ethiopian nationals have appeared in court for unlawful entry, and their case has been adjourned to 2nd March 2026. In a related case, the court in Serenje convicted 51 foreign nationals for immigration offences. They were fined between 1,000 and 2,000 kwacha or sentenced up to 3 months imprisonment. Mr. Nchinka also said 52 people were recently removed from the country through Kenneth Kaunda International Airport after paying fines for illegal entry. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has strongly backed the proposed tobacco control bill, stating that the bill is not about banning tobacco production or disadvantaging farmers. ZACA Executive Director Juba Sakala emphasized that the proposed law is progressive, evidence-based and life-saving measure to protect citizens. Mr. Sakala noted that Zambia's youthful population requires deliberate policies to protect young people from preventable risks, warning that the youth are increasingly exposed to drugs, alcohol and tobacco with serious health consequences. Mr. Sakala observed with concern the surge in cases of cancer and other respiratory illnesses in the country. He pointed out that tobacco products remain widely accessible and affordable, often sold openly on the streets. He urged lawmakers to act responsibly, stressing that a healthy nation is a productive nation.
The Tobacco Control Bill introduces practical measures to regulate the sale, marketing, and accessibility of tobacco products. It also seeks to protect young people from tobacco advertising and promotion, reduce smoking in public places, lower health care costs associated with tobacco-related diseases, and promote a healthier and more productive society. These measures are consistent with global public health standards and align with the guidance of the World Health Organization in protecting populations from preventable diseases. As ZACA, we believe that protecting public health must take precedence over short-term profit. A healthy nation is a productive nation. The decision made today will determine the well-being of future generations. We therefore urge our lawmakers to carefully and thoughtfully support the Tobacco Control Bill in the interest of the national development and public health. I thank you all.
Texila American University has reaffirmed its dedication to aligning its academic programs with the evolving needs of the industry. Speaking during the signing ceremony of the Memorandum of Understanding between the university and the Zambia Institute of Marketing, ZIM, Texila American University Zambia Deputy Vice Chancellor, Dr. Valamurugan Eswaran, emphasized the importance of strong linkages between higher education institutions and professional bodies. Dr. Eswaran underscored that such partnerships ensure that graduates acquire qualifications that are relevant, competitive, and responsive to market demands. The renewed MOU reaffirms a shared commitment aimed at strengthening professional marketing standards through education and industry collaboration. Dr. Eswaran highlighted that the renewed partnership will continue to offer tangible benefits to ZIM members, including tuition fee discounts and scholarship opportunities, adding that the focus should not only be on affordability but also on the long-term value and industry relevance of the qualifications offered.
The renewed partnership basically supports to strengthen the collaboration, the areas where we are moving forward, like industry relevance and industrial seminars to academics for our students and also for our staff members. Additionally, like professional certifications, then upgradation of qualification for ZIM members. We know that the Zambia Institute of Marketing is one of the like prime association in Zambia, always like supporting the people who are all in marketing to elevate themselves in the career. So we are happy to like offer next year a very good scholarship opportunity for the members of the association and council members. And like board also.
Speaking at the ceremony, ZIM Chief Executive Officer Danny Chanda noted that under the renewed agreement, ZIM will continue to promote Texila's academic programs through its digital platforms and encourage members to participate in specialized training workshops. The Institute also pledged to support talent pipeline development by fostering both technical and commercial competences within the marketing profession.
When we first entered into this memorandum of understanding, our goal was very clear: to champion the standards of marketing practice through education and to provide our members with world-class professional development opportunities. Today, Zambia Institute of Marketing reaffirms its commitment to this collaboration. As a professional body dedicated to accountability, transparency, and good governance, we recognize that the growth of our industry depends on continuous academic development and advancement for our practicing members. This MOU is not merely a document, it's a bridge to higher education for our registered members and their families. Under this renewed term, the Ministry of Marketing pledges to fulfill its responsibilities with a renewed vigor.
Both institutions express confidence that the renewed 12-month agreement will result in increased enrollment from ZIM's membership base and deeper collaboration in research, particularly in areas of technology and innovation. In international news, Somalia's government has announced it is making progress in its long-running fight against the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab militant group. Officials have announced they have reclaimed territory from the militants that had been under their control for years. Omar Ali Abdi, Somalia's state minister for defense, said there are new locations and settlements that were liberated from these militants that were under their control for the last 18 years. They include several locations in Lower Shabelle, including Jilib, Maka, and Yenderesh and Danan. According to analysts, U.S.-backed airstrikes have also contributed to the government reclaiming territory from Al-Shabaab, which once controlled swaths of the country. Abdullahi Ahmed Ali, a security analyst, said the hiding places of Al-Shabaab were finally located, and like in the past, with and without drones and airstrikes that would have been possible. Al-Shabaab